Here's your money briefing for Thursday, June 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. You probably use Slack for communicating with your boss or your coworkers about work projects, but more people are using it to fast-track their job search.
The people who I talked to said that the hiring process can move really quickly, and that's a refreshing change from applying through more traditional means.
On today's show, our workplace reporter Lindsay Ellis will talk about how workers are using Slack to connect with people, including recruiters, outside their job. She'll tell us how it works after the break.
The National Association of Corporate Directors provides directorship certification that's more than a credential. It sets the bar for high-performing directors, preparing you to meet today's biggest challenges and create value for your organization. Learn more at nacdonline.org.
Move over LinkedIn. For many people, Slack is their new go-to site for fast-tracking their job search. So how do Slack users, who usually just message their work colleagues, connect with people on the outside who are hiring? WSJ Workplace reporter Lindsay Ellis looked into this, and she joins us with details. Hey, Lindsay, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, Lindsay, Slack is used by millions of workers at companies to communicate with their colleagues, but it's usually a closed system where they can only connect with other employees. When did these external channels enter the picture?
So they've been on the scene for a number of years, but group administrators say their membership has way increased over the course of the pandemic. In part, they attribute that to the fact that traditional networking forums like monthly happy hours or professional conferences, those totally dropped off over the pandemic. So workers were looking for digital places to connect, and for some, Slack groups kind of filled this gap.
Okay, so let's talk about some of these channels. What areas do they cover, and how would somebody gain access or gain entry to them?
Some of the channels are for niche professions. So I saw one, for example, for cybersecurity marketing, or one for, you know, HR recruiters who focus on people who are right out of college. Other groups are for more professional affinity groups. There's one called Blacks in Technology, for example. There's a bunch for women, one called Women in Marketing. And so workers can join these groups that are for their kind of very niche professional identities, or more broadly for their personal identities and how they intersect with work. And joining these channels, I mean, there are a few steps. The first is that you need to know what the groups are. Partly that information is spread by word of mouth within offices. Colleagues are telling each other about these platforms, inviting their coworkers to join. In other cases, you might search Google or LinkedIn to see what groups are available for your professional or personal niche. There's often a very brief application to join. You would have to input your name, email address, you know, confirm you actually work in the field in question, and then users are emailed a code to enter the group.
Now, you know, Lindsay, sites like Reddit, Fishbowl, and Discord, they also host workplace forums. How do the Slack forums differ from them?
So one key way is that many of the Slack forums include members' real names in workplaces. I poked around on one for a field called consumer education. And, you know, to join, I wrote Lindsay Ellis, Wall Street Journal. And when I looked through the posts, I saw other people's real names and titles.
Okay, so you were poking around just for research, right? Don't leave us, Lindsay, please.
No, I think of all of the fields to go into, consumer education, it is definitely its own niche, but I'm going to stick with reporting.
Oh, okay. That's good news for us. We love having you on the podcast.
The other thing is, you know, it's organized in these different channels, and you can search back to see what has been posted. And that type of search process and to follow the conversations retroactively is also fairly distinctive. You know, the other piece of this, and this is similar to Reddit and Fishbowl and the like, members can privately message each other. So not everything has to take place in these public channels. It's a mix of the private communication and the public.
Now, you've spoken with several people who've used these Slack groups to make connections and potentially land a job. How does it work? How do they make those connections?
So I'll share a few examples. So one is from a group I mentioned earlier, the Cybersecurity Marketing Society, which, as you might expect, is a group for marketers who work in cybersecurity. Earlier this spring, back in April, the startup Automox laid off a bunch of employees. And it was a matter of days later, if that, a member put together a spreadsheet of affected employees to that group, and it included their LinkedIn profiles and contact info, and several people on that spreadsheet got interviews from group members, and according to one of the group's administrators, one person got an offer. More broadly, you know, group members can promote listings at their company within sort of set aside channels on Slack for jobs, and they encourage other users to message them privately if they'd like to learn more. The people who I talked to said that the hiring process can move really quickly, and that's a refreshing change from applying through more traditional means. People attribute it to the fact that you've already sort of built a shared connection or a bit of a relationship because of this shared membership in this group.
So people have had some success here, but what should people keep in mind who use Slack as part of their job search?
I mean, one thing to keep in mind at the outside is that hiring members are watching to see how people conduct themselves. I heard the advice that when you join one of these groups, members should give more than they take. You know, in many cases, these jobs boards are just one part of these groups, and other channels feature people asking and answering questions about the workplace, about technical tools, that kind of thing. So when someone asks about a job, it's really easy for a hiring manager to search their prior posts. And before you would ask about a job opportunity, it's good etiquette to contribute in other ways, in other forums within the group. You got to remember, too, that these posts are searchable. So hiring managers are looking to see if people conduct themselves professionally, if they seem friendly, you know, any clue that would give a sense of how this person acts on the job.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal workplace reporter Lindsay Ellis. Lindsay, thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.